With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. For decades, people have shaped surfboards out of plastic foam, but 3D printing could change that. A Santa Cruz startup is printing surfboards out of recycled hospital trays. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury has the story.
In a Santa Cruz garage, a homemade 3D printer lays a clear plastic filament down, row by row. Over time, a surfboard takes shape. Next to the printer, Patricio Guerrero pulls a finished board out of a rack.
This was the first board that kind of sparked the drive for everything else.
It's translucent, with a diamond-shaped pattern running through it. Guerrero started printing surfboards in his garage in the fall of 2022, and tested the first one at the famous Santa Cruz surf spot, Steamer Lane.
I was super nervous. I was like, man, maybe I'll just jump in the water and the whole thing will like just break right under me, or like it'll start filling up with water or something.
But the board worked. Guerrero surfed for 2 hours. From there, he started printing more boards using recycled materials and founded a startup, which he called Swellcycle. Surfboards are an estimated $13 billion industry. Tens of millions of boards are sold around the world each year, and they're not exactly eco-friendly. Most surfboards start as a plastic foam block called a blank with a thin piece of wood in the middle.
Hand shaping a blank, that will take me about 2 hours.
Vince Brolio has made surfboards for almost 40 years. He uses a planer and then hand sands them in his Westside Santa Cruz shaping room. After lots of sanding comes the fiberglass.
When you're laminating a board or glassing, you're putting the fiberglass and resin on the board and putting out a finished product.
The foam cores in most surfboards can't easily be recycled, and they don't biodegrade. Old or broken surfboards usually end up in landfills, where they crumble into smaller and smaller pieces that can pollute water and soil. But 3D printed boards don't need foam. They're mostly hollow, and they can be made from recycled materials. For Swellcycle, Guerrero started ordering filament made from recycled hospital trays.
We are primarily printing with PETG, which is a material that is used in hospital trays or plastic water bottles.
Soon, he recruited a business partner to design the boards and sent them to local surfboard shapers for the final fiberglassing. Vince Brolio was the first to glass one.
It looked really cool when it was done, you know, see-through board and all that.
He says it can be hard for surf culture to accept new things, but printing is just another tool.
I don't have a problem with it. I know there's going to be guys that are like, oh my God, the soul of it's gone. But, you know, you got to have somebody that knows surfing, that's been shaping and all that to design the board in the first place.
Swellcycle prototyped more boards, and big wave surfer Tyler Fox tried one in the water. Fox says the boards catch people's eye.
Like midday, where the sun's shining right through it on a green wave, it just glows. It's like you're on a hovercraft, like this glowing hovercraft.
On a sunny morning at the lighthouse next to Steamer Lane, people gather around the printed surfboards.
Dude, it's trippy how it's kind of see-through.
What's it made out of? Like, what material?
Hospital trays.
Wow. No way.
A surfer named Antonio Ramirez has just finished trying one out.
It feels great. I love it. It was smooth, fast, loose.
Bob Pearson, who founded Pearson Aero Surfboards in the 60s, compares the 3D printing to when he started using a CNC machine. At the Pearson Aero factory, he remembers how people criticized him for not doing everything by hand.
I was one of the first guys to have these in the world, and I got all kinds of crap for having a CNC machine because people didn't know what the hell it was. It takes the soul out of it, and everyone was bad-mouthing it. And it's amazing how many people who are bad-mouthing it now are utilizing them.
Pearson glassed one of the Swellcycle boards and said he thinks there's a place in the market for them.
And I was stoked. Stoked from the day one. Great idea. 3D printing a surfboard. Unreal.
He compares it to the current process at the factory.
We do a amount of polyurethane and EPS, expanded polystyrene. And there's a lot of waste. That waste goes to landfill. That's not a good thing. And so potentially this is less waste. So it's a great idea.
The Swellcycle team just moved into a solar-powered warehouse. Now they're looking for surfers to try out the boards and provide long-term feedback. It'll be the first real test of whether the surfing community is ready for something new. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.